Hello, friends. This is Nayaswami Devi. First, I want to wish you a very, very blessed, healthy, and joy-filled 2021. And this year, we're going to be offering something in addition to our audio reading of the blog and the written word. But we receive many comments from people asking us for some clarification about something in the blog or why we might have written it. So we thought what we'd do as an offering to you is first we'll read our blog as we've done each week, and then at the end we'll add some thoughts and comments, what we drew the inspiration from, and just briefly share with you just some deeper thoughts about how you can perhaps better understand and make use of the blog. So we hope you enjoy this. We'll be offering them weekly. Let's start first by reading our blog for this week. It's entitled, Four Lamps to Illumine 2021. Each year, the two-week period between December 23rd and January 5th is rich with opportunities for spiritual growth. There's 1. The 8-hour meditation on December 23rd. 2. The celebration of Christ's birth on December 25th. 3. The start of a new year on January 1st. And 4. Paramahansa Yogananda's birthday on January 5th. How can we draw the most from these four events to deepen our spiritual life throughout 2021? First, let's consider spiritual Christmas, as Master called the all-day meditation on Christ on December 23rd. His devotees around the world have continued this tradition, and in 2020, thousands joined together, singly, in small groups, or on live streaming platforms to honor this practice. If you were able to participate, remember the stillness and depth you felt from your prolonged effort. Try to infuse your daily meditations with the same focus and self-offering. Set aside time weekly for a longer meditation to keep alight the divine flame you kindled at this time. Master said to the devotees present in 1939 at the all-day meditation, quote, "Dear friends, don't wait 365 days to meditate deeply again as you have done today. For during those 365 days, some of you will leave this earth. Make every night as blessed by meditating until you are full of the divine consciousness you have felt today." End quote. Then there is Christmas Day itself. It can be so much more than social gatherings, presents, and perhaps an obligatory visit to a church. Master called his mission the Second Coming of Christ, for he came to awaken all souls, whatever their religion, to the Christ consciousness within us. The birth of the baby Jesus inspires us to seek that consciousness within ourselves and to be an eternal flame of universal love to all. Master offered this Christmas prayer, quote, "I will mentally join in the worship of all mosques, churches, and temples, and perceive the birth of the universal Christ consciousness as peace on the altar of all devotional hearts. O Christ, may the birth of thy love be felt in all hearts this Christmas and on all other days." End quote. January 1st, the start of a new year and a time for resolutions for self-improvement. How often have you set far-reaching goals for yourself only to watch them fall away as your determination waned over time? There is another approach that might prove more helpful. One of my favorite songs during Christmas is Little Drummer Boy. It tells the story of when the three wise men brought great gifts to lay before the newborn Christ. The little drummer boy watched sadly because he had nothing of value to offer, Then, as the song goes, the little drummer boy said, "Little baby, I am a poor boy too. I have no gift to bring that's fit to give a king. Shall I play for you on my drum?" Mary nodded. "I played my drum for him. I played my best for him. Then he smiled at me and my drum," end quote. If every day we can give the best we have within us and offer it at God's feet, we will receive his smile in our heart. It may not be as grand as what others have to offer, but God watches the heart. Our humble gifts, given wholeheartedly to God, are perhaps the most precious to him. Master said, quote, "O Lord, I don't want position or honor. All that I do to please thee. I shall labor in ditches if you want me to, but you must promise that you will always be with me," end quote. Finally, the last lamp we can light during this sacred season is on Master's birthday on January 5th. By deepening the guru-disciple bond through continually offering our love at our guru's feet, we draw the grace to strengthen the light of the other lamps about which we've talked. These beautiful words are part of the discipleship vow written by Swami Kriyananda. "With loving faith now I seek thee, through the ray of thy light that thou hast offered me. I will ascend to thee, not by my power alone, but by the power of thy infinite love." It is this love that is the heart of the guru-disciple relationship. Our efforts to meditate more deeply, to live in attunement with the Christ consciousness, and to offer to God the best that is in us. Success in all these is possible due to the grace we draw from our Guru. May these divine lamps illuminate the new year before us so that God's light shines more brightly throughout the world. Nayaswami Devi. Well, I came to write this blog because I realize we've gone through such a sacred period. And then as Christmas is over, the holidays are over, the New Year is over, we, and particularly given what's going on in the world now with all the crises of the pandemic and political upheavals and so forth, we can just get caught up once again into the turmoil and uncertainty of the world around us. But I think for many of us, we've experienced another option during these sacred 2 weeks, and that's that we can be centered in ourselves. We don't have to be just at the whims of the chaos around us, of the blowing winds of chaos, but we can stand strong and firm. And I wanted to share how we can go deeper into each of these events that we've just gone through, you know, for the meditation on Christmas, the day before Christmas Eve on December 23rd. This year we weren't able to do it with the group because of isolation restrictions, but we meditated in Swami Kriyananda's apartment here at Crystal Hermitage at Ananda Village. And it was so deep, maybe the deepest we've ever had. And we had about 400 people joining us online for that meditation. So it's important that we not just have that day and then rush back to shallow meditations, but to try to recapture and hold on to that depth. And then Christmas itself, again, for many of us, we didn't get to visit family. We have 3 lovely grandchildren and a son, very wonderful young man, and we weren't able to see them. We talked and were able to share in that way and exchanged, mailed each other's presents. But to really to experience the deeper meaning of Christmas, of that Christ consciousness, that sometimes it's necessary to be alone, to have less social and outward activities, to really tune into it. So let's use what we experience this Christmas, this inner Christmas, of deepening our awareness of that Christ consciousness, and to try to hold on to it and don't let it get diminished by the blowing, buffeting winds around us. And then, of course, we come to the New Year's. And as I said, that song, The Little Drummer Boy, is one of my favorites because it, for so many of us, I would say virtually most of us, we don't feel that what we can offer really pleases God. I know at the end of his life, Swami Kriyananda, who had a life of extraordinary service, you know, writing all his books, 150 books and 400 pieces of music and countless lectures and starting communities. Towards the end of his life, Swami said, I don't know that I've done anything that has really pleased Master. And it's that humility, that non-identity with whatever identification, with whatever you offer, that's so meaningful. And again, we think we can only offer great things, but it isn't so. One of the very poignant lessons in my life with this regard was we had a very dear friend who was a direct disciple of Ananda Moy Ma. She was a Western woman, but read about Ananda Moy Ma in the early 60s and went to visit her in India and spent over the years returned many times and spent many, many months and even years in Ma's ashram. And I also felt a deep inspiration from Ananda Moy Ma. And once our friend, her name was Hari Priya, she subsequently passed away, she was going to visit Ma, and I wanted to give something. I wanted to give a gift to Ma, but I thought, what can I give her? I have very little money, and what's appropriate? And could I save money and buy her a beautiful sari or shawl, or what would it be that could be taken to India? And then I asked Hari Priya, I said, what gift can I give Ma? And Hari Priya paused, and she said, you know, it's hard to get good cooking oil in India. Maybe you could get a bottle of nice refined cooking oil for her. And I did. I purchased that at a health food store and sent it over. And somehow it formed such a deep bond for me. And I've always enjoyed cooking. And then just offering that to Ma was so meaningful to me. And then Master's birthday, which we'll be celebrating in a few days. Excuse me. And in fact, we'll be doing a program live streaming on January 5th at 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it'll be live streaming. And if you want to join in, we heartily welcome you to do so. But Master's birthday, again, as I wrote in the blog, it's the grace of the Guru that illumines everything else. And so we, this year, we've received so many comments and letters, not only to us, but others have told them how people are just coming in increasing numbers to study how to get Kriya and to take lessons in discipleship. And I think Master's call is going out now stronger than ever because the world needs it. It needs his light. And so if we can, in this coming year, try to feel that Master is always walking with you, that you're sharing every moment with him, every beautiful little flower you see by the wayside or drops of rain on a leaf or whatever it might be, the smile of a little child or the strength in the eyes of an older person, just to feel that you're sharing everything you experience with your guru, because the guru is God's instrument that is personalized to bring us to spiritual freedom. So let's use this time wisely, and let's hope that throughout this new year, of 2021, we can feel increasingly God's light within us and share it ever more brightly with everyone we meet. God bless you.